Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating an independent medical evaluation on Wahid, W-A-H-I-D, Elkadimiri, E-L-K-A-D-M-I-R-I, ISG file number 1043229, date of injury 3/18/2022, insured USAA, injury neck, back, right leg, claim number 039365961-007-000, insurance adjuster Shannon Pyle. September 28th, 2022. Wahid Elkadimiri is a 51-year-old male who resides with his wife of 15 years and their two children, an 11-year-old son and a 15-year-old daughter. He reports he's been disabled since 2014, following a a motor vehicle accident in June 2013. At that time, he was working with the TSA for 8 years as a behavior detection officer. Back was injured in a motor vehicle accident in 2013, and he underwent a fusion L5-S1 in June of 2014. He reports the outcome of the surgery was a quote-unquote catastrophe. And suffered a second motor vehicle accident in 2019. He states there was a flare-up of pain symptoms in his back and his neck. He underwent physical therapy and trigger point injections, as well as cortisone injections. And he states those treatments did help his function. Mr. Elkadimiri was in another motor vehicle accident on March 18th of 2022 when he was driving to a mosque for his daily prayers. He said he was quote-unquote clipped by a car. He said he called the police, and while waiting for them to arrive, the other driver had family and friends appear. When the police officer arrived, he felt she was very friendly to the other involved party and his family. He also was concerned that no breathalyzer was done. He requested to speak to a supervisor, and he has filed a complaint in internal affairs. He states he underwent left shoulder surgery in August, an arthroscopic rotator cuff under the care of Dr. Cherney, and is currently going for physical therapy. He states he's also been suffering with nightmares, sleep issues, social avoidance, feelings of hopelessness, decreased appetite, weight loss of about 10 pounds, and easily tearful since that time. He started seeing a psychiatric nurse practitioner at Harris Psychiatric Center. They meet every 2 to 3 weeks. She's prescribing mirtazapine, 15 milligrams daily. And he feels that has been of some help, although he reports continued mood swings. He states that his neck is better with physical therapy. His left clavicle has improved as well, but his right sciatic pain, his right leg sciatic pain is sometimes unbearable. His current medications include baclofen 3 times a day, meloxicam daily, oxycodone 20 milligrams 4 times a day, and gabapentin 600 milligrams 3 times a day. His past medical history is notable for his primary care doctor is Dr. Loudon, L-A-U-D-E-N. His surgeries have included a back fusion, left shoulder surgery, right shoulder surgery, left knee, and left knee surgery. He has no known drug allergies. His past psychiatric history is notable for treatment at Harris Psychiatric Services for approximately 1 year back in 2015. He had no suicide attempts. No psychiatric admissions. A chart review reveals that that period of time he did allegedly briefly take a Prestique and Seroquel with little benefit. Alcohol and drug use denies. Family psychiatric history denies. Either psychiatric or substance abuse history. Social history, was born in Morocco. He's been here since the age of 19. He has a bachelor's in accounting. He has 2 siblings, and his wife has been very supportive. He resides with her and his 2 children, as stated above. A mental status exam. He is casually dressed with fluent speech. He reports some hopelessness, helplessness, depressed mood, nightmares, decreased appetite, lost 10 to 15 pounds. He denies suicidal homicidiation. He denies visual or auditory hallucinations, although occasionally hears his name being called. he denies paranoia. He is alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight is fair, and judgment is fair. Above, when when I was naming the nurse practitioner who saw with Harris Psychiatric Center, it was Mary Ellen Cunningham, MP. he's currently under the care of Dr. Cherney for his shoulder and Dr. Richard Johnson for his back. He's currently, he reports being 6 feet tall, and he weighs 160 pounds. Impression is that he meets criteria for major depression. Moderate, recurrent, without psychotic features. Also some elements of post-traumatic stress disorder. He's currently sees Mary Ellen Cunningham, MP, for therapy sessions and medication monitoring every 2 to 3 weeks. I recommend he continue that treatment for the next 6 months and could be reevaluated at that time. also of note, he denies heart conditions, lung conditions, hypertension. His height is 6 feet tall. His weight is 160 pounds. He denies smoking, drinking, or diabetes. I've been asked to render an opinion on the following. Okay, there is a causal relationship from this most recent motor vehicle accident of um, March 18th, 2022. The subsequent episode of major depression that's currently being treated. The complaint symptoms documented in the records do match the symptoms which the patient is currently seeking treatment. And there are no significant gaps in treatment. There is a history of an episode of depression in 2015. And there seems to be a causal relationship between the accident of March 18, 2022, and this episode of depression. I've listed the patient's medical history and accidents, injuries, surgeries, and medications. The restrictions placed on his daily activities, according to the patient, include no lifting, no bending, no standing, no sitting too long. His current occupation, he's disabled. Review of records is included. I believe the psychiatric services he's receiving are medically necessary. He has not reached pre-accident status or maximum medical improvement or maximum therapeutic benefit. As I said, he should receive therapy every 2 to 3 weeks for 6 more months and then be reevaluated at that time for improvement. The patient was the driver in this accident. I have included his psychiatric complaints. It is out of my realm of practice to address further treatment for surgery or diagnostic testing, the need for household help, special transportation, durable medical equipment, or injections, or non-psychiatric prescription medication. I am not recommending additional treatment services necessary for my specialty at this time, other than what I've already outlined. There are no medical conditions after the date of loss that have influenced his care. As I stated above, I would recommend 6 more months of a therapy every 2 to 3 weeks as medically necessary and related to this motor vehicle accident. Thank you. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out.